Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The top three stories we want to talk about off of the VFN Torch Day. We always talk about what are the top three stories that are that you, our listeners, and our viewers are reading about on the VFN Torch. And you can get to the VFN Torch, by the way, at VFNTV.com. If you want to find out, you know, what's happening, you know, and a conversation that helps begin to seek God's perspective of that with His Word, it's the Torch. You can go to, you know, it's obviously VFN Radio or VFN TV, what we're talking about, but you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, and you go there, and it has all these articles about what's happening, and don't forget on there, not only does it have the article or pictures, but it has the segment, the actual radio segment of where we're talking about it. So if you just see the news without hearing the segment, you may, you know, it may stir the wrong thing up in you. You want to hear the segment. That know that we're going to share that with you, but then we're going to share with you, you know, and seek out God's perspective of that to encourage you and how to look at that and how to share with others as well. And the top three stories on the Torch is the first one is, again, I mean, it has stayed there now, I guess, for three days or something, is wow. Islam infiltrates the U.S. government. And, of course, that's about Congressman Michelle Bachmann having an interview on GBTV. And she is just telling us like it is. And immediately, you know, the CARE, the Islamic charitable organization, it's C-A-I-R, not C-A-R-E, is just bombarded, and the Muslim Brotherhood just bombarded with the White House and the president with letters, you know, saying why that they think this is wrong because they were talking about the Secretary of State's assistant. She is, her father and her mother, her father was part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and so was her mother, but her mother was part of the sisterhood there. And our Secretary of State,
Hillary Clinton,
her personal assistant, Uma, right? Her name is Uma.
Right, Uma.
Uma is the daughter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Because he's deceased, our father's deceased, and her mother was in the sisterhood.
Right.
They got thrown out of every country that they've ever been in because they end up trying to bring a caliphate rule where the Islamic Quran is trumping any constitutional or government situation there. Wow. And now our secretary, it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. But I'm telling you, there's a lot more that, you know, by God's grace, we'll get a chance to talk more about that in the future because I have so much information right now sitting, waiting, you know, for that to be released because, you know, quite often, and you got to go back and listen to, you know, John talking about, well, I don't know if we haven't shared all those different things yet. We have something we're going to share with you, and it's a lot of leaders, a lot of believers and their leaders that are hearing from God. And what we did was we got on a conference call and we just began to talk. We began to talk and to piece together because the Lord lets us know that we all know in part and we prophesy in part. And we began to piece together the dreams and the visions and the encounters God's given us. And it'll blow you away. That's being edited now, so we'll have that really soon for you. And it'll probably be a prophetic word that goes around the world. But you need to brace yourself. You know, when everybody cries out peace, peace, you know, that's a dangerous moment when everybody thinks as we left, if we're leaving the things in the ways of God, that we end up, you know, thinking we can have peace outside of God. You can't because Jesus is our peace.
That's right.
So anyway, the number one is Islam infiltrates the U.S. government. It's a question. The question that based on what Congressman Michelle Bachmann is saying that the FBI has erased. Our president has had the FBI. And, you know, the thing about it is, it's like Congress is over the FBI. And they can, you know, take appointments out. They can request anything of them, and that's what she was doing. But it seems like Congress, they're so worried about being politically correct, they're going to politically correct us out of a nation and out of a constitution. And they're trying to politically correct Jesus out of America and God's Ten Commandments off every wall. It's like, come on. It's not if it's ungodly, then that's not politically correct. If it denies Jesus Christ mm-hmm. and denies his ways, that's not politically correct, because U.S. Constitution says very specifically you have a freedom to worship, the that's First right. Amendment. And so that's unconstitutional. That's not politically correct. That's unconstitutional to be able to do that. The second is, and I'm so encouraged by this. I am so encouraged by this. Thank you so much for reading this article. And there's hundreds of articles on there, and you can find them by going to the upper right-hand corner of the torch, you know, VFNTV.com, and just type in the topic or subject that you're looking for. But the number two, and you can type in, like, for example, the first number one, you can just type in Islam and all the articles that came out and the broadcasts that came out about it. You can actually hear it. But this number two is the church is an organism, not an organization. And that's just, you know, you got to begin. It's a beginning of conversation that hopefully we'll be able to have today a little bit about that as well. But it's so encouraging when you find out. I mean, think about it. You probably didn't think about your body much yesterday. But it ran naturally because it's an organism. But if it was an organization, you would have needed to have a meeting and say, hey, I just want to tell you today, you know, brain, you're going to need to send out some little electronic signals through your neurosystems, and you're going to have to tell this the heart to pump, and heart, you're going to have to, you know, mix in with the lungs to be able to put oxygen into your blood. Then you're going to have to constrict and move in, and you have all these meetings trying to get the body to function right.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Man, can you imagine, as much as we forget, it's what happened? He didn't have a meeting.
Right.
May he rest in peace.
He died.
You know, that's the difference. The difference in an organism is you go out and admire the flower. But in an organization, you go out and tell the flower how to grow.
That's right.
It's a big difference. Mm. And those who like organization over organism tell you how they made the flower grow. You know?
Yeah.
As if they did. But the truth is, one man waters, one man plants. But it's only God that causes things to grow. We may stack stuff on it and shove stuff in it, but it boils down, when you peel all that husk off, what's there somewhere in the midst is what God calls to grow. Mm. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll talk about that today. And the third is, bingo, buying the image of hard work. $400 wow. pair of brand new jeans. Amazing. That was made to look like, you know, the early 1700s, 1800 denim that they would dug up of some guy's backyard when he was farming his jeans. He probably said, these things are just so bad. I just dropped them in the field and went in and put on his overalls or something. You know, he's like, just goodbye to these jeans. And now we're digging them out, paying $100,000. You know, if it wasn't true, if it really wasn't true, you would think you were making it up. But it's embarrassing when you look at other countries who are doing the hard work, you know, who are doing the things that we haven't done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, we will repent. And remember, you know, what it took to be able to build this nation and begin to focus on it again. Well, that is the top three from the torch. You can find the VFN torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch and read up even on every single day. The new segments and articles are posted to encourage you, to inspire you, to inform you, and to activate you in the kingdom of God. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.